Daniel.
Kodesh
Thank you, Kodesh Tov.
You're the first one.
Okay.
So I'm going to wait a couple of minutes. Things going all right?
Yes. Still somewhat interesting.
Say again?
I said, still somewhat interesting, however.
Well, anytime you want to talk about it, perhaps I can give you some perspective. Give me a call.
Thank you, Anouk. I appreciate that.
That's what I'm here for, Daniel. Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Let's wait another minute or two.
Okay.
Okay, Kodesh Tov, as is our normal pattern on Rosh Kodesh, our pattern on Rosh Kodesh is to not say the Ana B'Koach first, but to say it last. But we do say the verse from the Zohar. So we're going to be reading the verse about certainty from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Beyachta L'Shem Yudhe Bavadhe B'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tanenan Dekucha Perichu Komadi Aved Leela Witata Kola Iho Yishot Yovada. Deek shot Belait lach mila bialma Divae barnash Vedachya yeleya Mineya ulanaga Peya kalana Dehakulu ovada Deek shot Inun Wikolites the reef be alma. Tonight is Rosh Kodesh Aleph. Normally we would have, when there's 2 days of Rosh Kodesh, we would have our connection the night of the second day. but the second day in this month is going to be on Shabbat. So we moved it to Rosh Chodesh Aleph for our connection. But our connection is both days. And please remember that. Because Cheshvan, the month that we are entering, today is actually not counting holidays. Today is the most intense energy day of the year. For most people, if they have the vessel, it's a pleasure. For most people who don't have the vessel, it's not a pleasure. And that's one of the reasons that we have a nickname for the month of Cheshvan. It's called Mar Cheshvan. And the word Mar in Hebrew means bitter. The month ahead will be bitter, God forbid. But it's sweetened. This bitterness is sweetened this month, this year, because of the connection that the Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbat. And for that, we need to be appreciative of Hashem. Why do we need this month to have a Rosh Chodesh on Shabbat in order to sweeten the judgment? Because the letters of the month of Cheshvan, it's the second verse of the Ana B'Koach, connects to this month. My mistake, it's the third verse of the Ana B'Koach that connects to this month of Cheshvan. And that third verse, the month of Cheshvan, the bitter month of Cheshvan, was created by the letter Nun. And the planets of the month of Cheshvan, the planet was Mars, was created by the letter Dalet. The word Dalet Nun in Hebrew spells din, spells judgment. And whenever we have a Rosh Chodesh with a Shabbat for the month of Mar Cheshvan, it helps us transform those letters of Mar, Mem Resh, transform them into being Ram, Resh Mem. Ram Cheshvan means elevated Cheshvan. And potentially, we have that ability to make this bitter month an elevated month, a month where we can grow spiritually. But how do we do that? The first thing we need to start to realize is we have two Hebrew words that connect to this month of Cheshvan. One is the word Cheshvan. And that word is spelled Chet Shin Vav Nun Sofit. When we rearrange the letters, it spells Chen Vishin. Chen is the Hebrew word that translates as grace. Now, I frequently have asked the question, well, what's grace? I know I hear the word grace coming a lot from the people who follow the man from Nazareth. But what does grace really mean? The grace of God. I want to connect to the grace of God. What does it mean? And for me, the word chen, Chet Nun is an acronym for Chachma Nestar. Chachma means wisdom. Nestar means hidden or concealed. Grace Chen is the hidden wisdom. What's the concept of concealed wisdom? Isn't everything about wisdom potentially available to us? Yes, it is potentially available. But you have to work at it to reveal it, because it is concealed. The other word that connects to the month of Cheshvan is the month of Akrav, the month of Scorpio. Akrav is an interesting animal. The Akrav is spelled Ayin, Kuf, Resh, Bet. The first and the last letter spell Ayin Bet. Gematria 72. The 72 names of God are available to us, not just knowing about them, but utilizing them, being in your life, living them. It's available, it's possible to do during this month of Cheshvan, of Akrav. Akrav is the sign of the month, the scorpion. What are the middle two letters that seem to separate the ayin and the bet? They're the Hebrew word kar, meaning cold. When people talk about judgment, they talk about laws. And the Torah is a book of laws. But is it the letter of the law or the spirit of the law? And this is the important thing to remember. Chen, the hidden wisdom, is understanding the spirit of the laws. Cheshvan, when we rearrange it, becomes Chen V'Shin. The letter Vav is a connecting letter. It's a hook. It connects Chachma to the emotions, to the shin that is passion, the shin that is strong emotions. The letter shin is a mother letter. The letter shin created fire. And fire, the essence of fire is the emotions, the strong emotions. The hidden wisdom and the emotions have to be put in balance. That's what the difficulty of the month of Cheshvan is all about. Because what happens in the month of Cheshvan? The actual shorish for Cheshvan is Chet Shin Shin. It's a three-letter shorish, three-letter root. It connects to the Hebrew roots. Chet Shin Shin has the meaning of fear. It has the meaning of panic. It has the meaning of being out of control emotionally. And that's the people born under the sign of Cheshvan. But it's also the influence of the month of Cheshvan. What are we becoming? We will be inundated with the potential to fall down to fear. Remember, Cheshvan. The letter Nun means falling. It's a vaccine against falling when it is the final letter, like this month is, like this word is. It's a final letter. We're in the final end days. This is the opportunity to prevent falling. But what? Where are we falling from? We spent 23 days last month. In the month of Tishrei, we spent 23 days in the house of God, in the synagogue, in the workings of our rituals, of the being reborn into this new year of Tashin Ayin Chet. We've been reborn. We spent 23 days revealing light, building our vessel, creating the year ahead of us, drawing the energy of Chesed, and creating the surrounding light. How do we maintain that level of connection? Or do we fall? All through the centuries in the month of Cheshvan, we have had chaos. On the 11th of Cheshvan, Rachel Imenu gave birth to Benjamin and promptly died, giving childbirth. What caused Rachel's death? Her stealing her father's idol. But more so, it was Jacob saying to Laban, whoever stole your idol should die. And that was her death sentence, God forbid. Why? Because childbirth is a time of judgment. It's a time when all of your actions are looked at and evaluated. And Jacob's words threw her over the edge. And so she was taken from the world. But from our perspective, she may have been taken from the world, but she's never left the world. She is still called Imanu, Rachel Imenu, Rachel, our mother. Mother's not going to hurt you, is she? Well, there will be some people who would say their mothers did hurt them. But for the most part, we know that our mothers do not want to hurt us. They want to love us. They want us to grow and be successful. So on the 11th of Cheshvan, we have a holiday. Nobody calls it a holiday in the religious world, because there are no holidays in the month of Cheshvan, according to the religious communities. But on the 11th of Cheshvan, we have a very significant Hilulah, a day of joy, the day of ascendance by Rachel Imenu. But she was buried on the road. She's buried on the way. What is the meaning of that? On the 11th of Cheshvan, God decreed that Rachel Imenu would pass away, God forbid, and then the people would sit Shiva. And that sitting Shiva would delay the flood for 7 days. Well, Rachel Imenu wasn't born when the flood came. So who are we talking about that they sat Shiva for? And it's a certain man by the name of Methuselah. the longest living man in the history of the world. He lived 969 years. Because Methuselah passed away on the 11th of Cheshvan, the flood did not start on the 15th like it was expected to. It started on the 17th, which is that good day. And so you begin to see Hashem's mercy working in the month of Cheshvan. But you have to rearrange the letters of Cheshvan. You have to rearrange the letters of Akrab in order to be able to perceive this mercy, because on surface levels, it's very judgmental. It's very frightening. The energy is one of strong emotions, and initially they tend to be fearful. So how do you stop your fears? You face them. How do you face your fears? I think I'm too weak. No, you're not. You just face them. And they ride over you. They pass over you like a flood. But if you go into the ocean and those waves are coming in, what did your parents teach you to do to ride the waves in the ocean? Kneel down. Get under the water. Let the waves go across the top. You kneel down. This is how you face your fears. You stay in the moment and you don't allow yourself to become passionate. You don't allow yourself to fall in the month of Cheshvan. You keep up your Torah study. You keep up your prayer practices. You keep doing the mitzvot, the good deeds, all for the purpose of maintaining your spiritual connection and your spiritual level. And this is the vaccine against falling, represented by that Nun Sofit. This is how we transform, how we change the coldness, which is the letter of the law, to the Ayin Bet, the spirit of the law. The attribute of Cheshvan is Reach. It's cognate. It sounds like Ruach. Reach means smell, the sense of smell. What about the sense of smell? The sense of smell is not easy to maintain. The sense of smell is not easy to understand. The sense of smell is very elevated. And when we elevate ourselves, that sense of smell becomes elevated. And this is how we find balance against that energy of fear. Remember one thing about the Akrav, about the scorpion. It's the only animal on the earth that when it goes into crisis, which means it's fallen to its fears, it will eat its children. Because it doesn't know what it's doing. Your tool is to constantly know where you are. Are you in the now? Are you using binding by striking? Where are you? What are you doing? How are you coping? This is the month of Cheshvan. The energy will be intense, but it will be sweetened by the Shabbat. And we have the gift of the Zohar, our protection shield. We have the hidden wisdom of the Kabbalah. The ancient tribal connection was Naphtali, and the meaning of Naphtali in Aramaic is wrestling, just like in Hebrew it's Israeli. We wrestle with ourselves during Cheshvan. We wrestle with ourselves to maintain our level of consciousness, to not allow ourselves to fall, to not give in to the demands and the passions of Cheshvan. Most men think that Rachel, the Torah tells us that Jacob loved Rachel. Never says that Rachel loved Jacob. What does it say? It says Rachel loved children. She desired children and she couldn't have children. She was barren for many, many years. Then she had Joseph. And then she had Benjamin. And then she died in Benjamin's childbirth. Rachel. Did she love Jacob? Most people won't even question it. But what she truly loved were children. And so she helped raise her sister's children, the other 10 children she helped raise. They considered her as much their mother as their own birth mothers. That's why Rachel is called Imenu, our mother. And that's why the scorpion, during this month, the scorpion is the only animal that will kill its children. Because if we give in to those fears that we will be inundated with, we're going to lose, we're going to fall, and we're going to let the passions affect us. The totem is the gazelle, the ayala, aleph, yud, lam, and hay. It's two names of God intermixed. El, Aleph Lamed, and Yud He. It's Chesed, which is the name of El, and Yud He, Chachma and Bina. The gazelle is a very spiritual animal. It lives on the mountains, and it keeps its balance on those rocky mountains. The tribal stone agate. In Hebrew, it's shavu. But the letters, the way that Shavu is spelled, Shin Bet Vav, it actually translates as his seat. Cheshvan is the throne for Tishrei. Cheshvan is the throne for whatever we revealed in Tishrei, we manifest in Cheshvan. This is the way of the world. You reveal and then you manifest. You reveal it in the world and then you allow it to take its course. And this is that why the stone is the Shavu. The tribal herb is saffron, karkom. Karkom is believed to be a herb of unification, but not just any unification. It unifies the opposites. It's the most difficult kind of unification. How do you unify hot and cold, north and south, love and hate? How do you unify this? This is the month that the potential for that unification exists. It is easy to fall into depression and down, feel down in Cheshvan. Why? Because in Tishrei we had all those connections to Hashem. We're elevated, we're excited, we achieved something. We feel it, that energy. And then what happens? We change the clocks back in Cheshvan. It gets colder in Cheshvan. The nights get longer in Cheshvan. We are inundated with intense energies in Cheshvan. It's easy to fall. But what? How do you maintain it so you don't fall? You use the nun as a vaccine. You stay in balance. You recognize. You are in control. After all, on Yom Kippur, you were in the level of Bina. On Chesed, on Sukkot, you were drawing the energy of Chesed. On Shmini Atzeret, you, the children of Israel, were the only ones at the party. All of these rituals, all of these connections are your tools to remain connected during Cheshvan. You just have to ask God for help to do so. So we have these months of Din, Dalid, which means a doorway, and Nun, the vaccine against falling. Cheshvan is the opportunity to not fall. We will see plenty of opportunities to fall, but if we maintain our connection, we won't fall. Our sequence of letters of the Tetragrammaton is Yud Hey Hey Vav, Yo Hey Hey Wa, and we will utilize that today, tonight, tomorrow night, Friday night, Shabbat night, and Shabbat. Make those connections. Every time you see the Tetragrammaton in those 2 days, make the connection. Yo, hey, hey, wa. So we have the two days in Cheshvan that are not holidays, but they're high energy days. The 11th, which is the Hilulah for Rachel Imenu. And we will have a long study that night, Bezrat Hashem. And the 17th, which is the start of the flood. But the flood at the beginning was soft and gentle. Through the balance of the month of Cheshvan, it was light rain. It wasn't heavy floods. We can handle it. And what is light rain? What is the beginning of the flood? The beginning of the flood is gentle rain, as I said. The beginning of the flood is how is Torah. Anything, every time we say water in some way or another in the Torah, it means Torah and Torah study. Connect to Torah study during Cheshvan. Here are practical tools to adopt in Cheshvan. Recognize when your emotions are going to the extremes and pull them back. Limit your extreme emotions during Cheshvan. Recognize that envy is rampant during Cheshvan. So call yourself on any movement towards envy and jealousy. You don't have to be there. All of a sudden you have a feeling of jealousy against somebody, towards somebody. How do you stop feeling jealous of someone? It's a very simple rule that my teacher taught me. If you're jealous for someone, if you feel a jealousy, look at that person. Look at that whole person. You're jealous because they have a new car. You're jealous because they have a good relationship to their husband. You're jealous for many different reasons. But now look at the rest of them. Do you really want everything about that person? If you want that husband, if you want that car, if you want that thing that you're jealous about, the simple rule is you have to have all the things that that person has. All the horrible character traits that are theirs that they have to work on. Everything about the person is what you need in order to have what they have that you don't. You're jealous? Look at them and see if you really want what they have. Everything that they have. And you'll find that your jealousy goes away. Because you really don't want everything that they have. The month of Scorpio, the month of Cheshvan, is about control. Now, in a modern age, we speak about control all the time. This person is so controlling. That person is controlling. That person wants to control me. You're going to experience that in Scorpio, in Cheshvan. But if you're aware of that sting of control, You can use binding by striking and stop trying to control others and stop allowing yourself to be controlled. Heshvan is a month to truly exercise binding by striking. It's easy? No. It's hard? Yes. It's doable? Absolutely. Just strive. There's a famous verse. God said, "Open to me an opening the size of an eye of a needle, and I will show you everything that's available for you, everything that you can grow into. All you have to do is open for me an opening the size of an eye of a needle." An eye of a needle is not very big. You just have to take that first step, and Hashem will carry you the rest of the way. In Heshvan, it's a difficult month. Our material desires come to the forefront of our minds. After all, we spent 23 days doing spiritual work last month. We have to catch up with our business. We have to catch up with what's going on in the world. No, that's just dragging you to the physical. Stay connected to your spiritual levels. Here is an essay that will help you understand. It's the bottom of the blog for Heshvan. Hanging on to the spiritual high of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret, and Simchat Torah is almost impossible. How do we come down from the high of the high holidays without losing who we thought we had become? How do we hold on and let go at the same time? What do we do with the dissipation of that intense spiritual energy from the entire month of Tishrei? How does Heshvan help us? All through Tishrei, we did not say Tachanun. Tachanun is a series of psalms, a series of prayers. We didn't say them because we didn't need to say them. We were all connected to all of those different levels. But in Heshvan, we start to say them again. And by doing so, we come to a balanced landing. Where do you find the Tachanun? After the Amidah, in the three prayers of the day. Make your effort. Scan it if you don't read the Hebrew. Take a look at the Tachanun. What is its meaning? King David gave us the tool. We put our heads down during Tachanun as we echo the words of King David. Let us fall into God's hand, for his mercies are abundant. We ask God to show us chen, graciousness, and rescue us no matter how far we may fall. doesn't matter how far you fall as long as you don't crash, as long as you bounce comfortably. That's connected to the Tachanun. That's connected to the month of Cheshvan and Akrav, Scorpio, and this is the tool that helps you elevate the month of Cheshvan. We're now going to ask you to join us in the Anabakoach, and we will continue our normal pattern. Anna Bekoah Yedulat Shemincha Tati Terura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutat Tzadi. These six letters have a gematria of 506, which connects us to the phrase Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. These six letters spell cross Satan, tear up Satan. But those same six letters can be rearranged to spell Sha'ar Katan, small gates. And it reminds us to guard our gates, our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth. And you can find those guards in 11 verses that are the protection against evil. Run a local search on the Hashem website for the phrase 11 verses against evil. And you will get a list of 11 verses that starts with a noon and ends with a noon. That's a bent noon and a straight noon. This is your vaccine. This is your protection. Na gibor dor sheyechudcha kevavat shamrem Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Nun gimel dalet is a gematria of 57. Which is the Hebrew word zan, which means parnasah, or sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body that needs healing and take it out of our body, back to its stem cell state, and then once it's healed and rejuvenated, you can bring it back into the body, where it will again do its job as it was created to do. Barchem tacharem rachamei sitkata tamid gamlem betet resh tzaditach gimel. This sequence connects us to the Sefirah of Netzach and its essence of eternal victory. Chasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adatecha et kufbet tet nunayan. This sequence connects us to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation and thankfulness. Yachid geh lamcha p'nei zokrei kedushatecha. Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects us to the Sefirah of Yesod, which is creativity, creation, sexuality. Shabbatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziyakatenu, Yodea Ta'alumot, Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yotav. Shin and Kuf, the first two letters, have a gematria of 506, 400. And we know that 400 is the four worlds times 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. The last four letters have the gematria of 506, just like the first verse, and connects to ahavatinam, unconditional love. And we learn from this that our path to completion, our path to 400, is through the steps of unconditional love being injected in every step in our process. The letters of the month of Cheshvan, the Dalet that create the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, which is the astrological sign of Scorpio. We're now going to connect, well, now that we've said the Anabakoah, we're going to separate between the right column and left column energy of that creation. And we'll utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohehewa. Adonai Yohehewa. El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim. V'rav chesed ve'emet, notze chesed la'alafim, notze avon wa'fesha, v'chata'a v'nake. And now we're going to connect to the year 5778, the year of bowing time, so that we can walk with Hashem time. We'll start with the first of two verses that have this energy. The first is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6.
Vayishkav Amnon vayichal v'yavo hamelech liroto v'yomer Amnon El HaMelech Tavo Na Tamar Achoti Ut Labev Le'enei Shetei Levivot Ve'evre Miyada.
The second verse that we study for the energy of bowing Sorry, I bypassed it, but it's the month of Akrav. It's Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. This verse has the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Chet, concealed within it. These letters are separated by three letters each.
Chatati odiacha yavoni lo kisiti amarti odeale peshai la donai yo heiwa veata nasata avon chatati.
The year 57. Well, that's interesting. It is definitely the month of Cheshvan. The year 5777, known as the year of the goat, has two verses also that we study. The first verse we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai hinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into Tzatzki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, it's Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we study for this energy of the goat has concealed within this verse, which is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed within this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. And these letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yo he wa Elohechem tadebaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. And now for the year 5776, which is the year of the pause, this year also has two verses for us to study. The first is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34.
Rak ha-kohanim ha-yu limat ve-lo yachlu le-havshit et kol ha-olot va-yechaskum achechem ha-levim ad ke-lo tam-lacha yad yitkadshu ha-kohanim. Ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me-ha-kohanim.
There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God.
Adonai yo he-he-wa la-la-he-wa-wa-wa Yo la yo ala me hey 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 aka a reka ha.
The second verse is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4.
Bitu ba Adonai yo hey hey wa ade ad ki biyo hey Adonai yo hey hey wa tur olami.
The year 5775, the year of swallowing death forever, has three verses that we study. Job chapter 7, verse 19.
Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki.
1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23.
Uru. Udu, mikol hamachavoyam, asher yitabe sham ushavtem, elayel nahon, vehalatichem, vechayim yeshno, varet vihipasti, o tov bekol alfei Yehuda.
And the third verse is also from Job, it's chapter 20. Verse 7.
Kegelo laneta yoved roav yom ruayo.
The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. And that verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10.
Wasamti makom leami Israel untati vishakan kafta vilo yergaz od vilo yosifu bene avla anoto kasher barishona.
And as we said earlier, the 72 names of God are very much connected to the month of Cheshvan. And the way we connect to the 72 names of God is to read each letter of the 216 letters with their root vowel.
Wahe wayo layo sayote alame. Mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awa he hea yozala me behe he reyo he kome la awa kalayo la wawa pe hela nula dha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he Sa'ala areyo ashila he meyo he wahe wadanu yo he he shi ame me nunu ame nu yo ta me be he pe wayo nu me meyo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he Anu wa me heyo, da me be me nu ko, ayo a he be wa, re a heyo be he me, heyo yo, me wa me.
There are three names on this chart that connect to the year 5778. Name number 13, Yud Zion Lamed. Yozala, the energy of this name is heaven on earth. Name number 14, Membet He, Mebe He. The energy of this name is farewell to arms. And name number 30, Aleph Av Mem, Awa Me. The energy of this name is building bridges. And we learn from these three names and their connections that by building bridges among people, stopping conflicts, helping people adjust to living with each other without conflict, to loving each other. By doing this, we bring the opportunity to remove conflict from the world. And as that is done, we are bringing God. We are bringing heaven down to earth. And now we will connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And we pronounce it, we connect to it in the same way, all 216 letters, using their root vowels. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la Nu mo ha, nu me ha, yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be he wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he, ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me. Re he ayo he za. He shi he me ka ha. Wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo. A la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo. He yo shi a la me. No he a nu wa ta. Me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za la re. Wa he be yo a he, a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko, a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. And the Tzaddikim who left this day, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Chayot, the Maharatz Chayot, the Rav of Zolkov. Rabbi Moshe from Shershov, Rabbi Avraham David Werman of Buchach. And those for tomorrow night. Rabbi David Umosha of Morocco. Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yisrael Shapira. Rabbi Yisachar Dov Ber, known as the Velbrozer Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva Meir, also known as the Velbrozer Rebbe. Rabbi Shmuel Di Modina, the Maharashtam, and before we say the eighth verse of the Anabakoah, we need to make our connection to Rosh Chodesh. I purposely did not make the connection on the third verse of the Anabakoah so that we could say that verse one more time. Na gibor dorsheyehudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Yo hey hey wa. 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 Yo wa hey hey. Yo wa hey hey. Yo hey hey wa. 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 Yo wa hey hey wa. Yo 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 hey hey wa. Dalet nun. Yo hey hey wa. Dalet nun. Yo hey hey wa. Dalet nun. Yo hey hey wa. Yo hey hey wa. Dalet nun. Yo hey hey wa. 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 Dalet nun. Yo hey hey wa. Yo hey hey wa. Yo hey hey wa. Yo hey hey wa. Yo hey hey wa.
And the eighth verse of the Anabakoah we say in a whisper. But I will say it out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam Vaed. Kodesh Tov to all. Kodesh Tov to everyone. Does anyone have any questions?
Our next class is Havdalah at 6 p.m., Motzei Shabbat Noach. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class for the Parasha of Lech Lecha. This coming Sunday at 10:30, we continue our classes on the goodness of the land of Israel. Shalom to all. Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov.